What a great morning we had here. Fantastic time, Pastor Chef, and the different portions, and then the weekend was amazing. The banquet, and then the graduation, it was awesome. Have there missionaries have come in? Are there people that have come in the last couple of days that we haven't recognized yet, maybe? Would you just stand up if you came in and you just came in from abroad and you haven't been recognized yet? Anyone? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So we have two brothers that are going to share tonight from the country of Finland. So we have Finland up on the map. And this is Northern Europe. It's an awesome thing when we come to Greater Grace that we learn geography. You know. So this country, really, 1975, a team of us went over there. One of the first people I remember meeting is Sirpa Anderson over here. Sirpa, you want to stand up just for a second? Yeah. That was you. Weren't you one of the first ones, I think? And then, and if you are Finnish or you have any Finnish blood in you, then would you stand up right now? If you are Finnish and you, look at the Finns. Wow. Yeah. It's amazing. You know, what God did in that country and what he does anywhere and everywhere by the Spirit of God. And no one of us could ever glory in any of these things. But when the Spirit of God moves in a person's heart and they say Jesus Christ is real, that's amazing. And when they wonder with all their life and all their heart, follow him. That's amazing. Let's see. I remember when our first year, the second year, my wife and I got married. We went right, just I think from the airport, right all the way up here to Kuusamo. Yeah, it was like a long ride. And my wife said, you know, I got married to you, and what's going on? My wife was amazing support and blessing for me, honestly, all through my life. It's amazing she's here tonight. That's amazing. And we camped out. We camped out there for 2 weeks by a lake through the in the summer, and we had our first conference. They were, I don't know how many Finns, they would know the number exactly, because they're like that. There was 29 people. Oh no, Pastor, there were 30 people there. So we camped out. We had meetings in the morning. We had meetings in the afternoon. Meetings at night. I was amazed at how the Word of God was flowing. It was moving. The Spirit of God was moving, and we felt we're going back to Helsinki, and we're going to have an impact on this country. And at that time, there were maybe 30 people, but we went back to Helsinki, and within a month, there was like 80 people coming, and then they just started coming in, and the Spirit of God was doing it. It was just incredible, and we had a few hundred people after that year. And a vision for this. We went to the Soviet Union over here. Pastor Matti was an important part of that. He was from the, you know, some place, I don't know where, Sotkamo, some little town over here somewhere. And Teja, Patron, and Kiko, and I think we counted, 27 people from this little town in Finland that are in the ministry and have done amazing mission work. Well, the little girl here, Amy Lisa, who said, you know, what she answered one of my questions. She's the, let's see, great-granddaughter of the woman that was very instrumental in this story. It's an amazing story. That's Pivy Jensen's grandmother. Wow. We can't go into it, but... Oh, I just feel like rambling. I really do. I just feel like rambling. But... Yeah, Marty and Sue, they were powerful people in Finland. They're missionaries that have been over there and did a great work. Really, thank you, Lord. Give them and every... It was a great time. I never seen words spelled so long. Like one word is like, you know, 14 syllables and... You know, so anyway, they speak the language. They say it's easy. We've been speaking it since we were children. Finnish, you can learn it. So Pastor Matti followed the Lord, did amazing. God has really used him. I think 6 countries. He has planted churches, done mission work. Pastor Ismo, he's the pastor here in Turku. And he's going to come up and share with us. I mean, I could talk all night about these people in this country. It's just an amazing story. And it's all to the glory of God. And there are people in Europe that are hungry for Christ. There are people in Europe that need Christ. The other message is empty, and they're spiritually hungry. And you have the message. And we have the message. So would you welcome Pastor Ismo Haapala?
Thank you.
Yeah, there are like so many stories to tell. Yeah. So can we have the map once again? I can see it from here, but yeah. So I'm now pastor in Turku here in the West Coast. I'm originally from Pori, which is like 2 hours north, and I still go there usually once a week, and it's like funny. I was like 25 years away from my original hometown, and I started to go there again. I have a really like faithful, great group of people there. We have a Bible study once a week. We do all kinds of things together. I have little groups like 1 hour drive away from Turku, and I'm visiting them every week or every 2 weeks, Lots of traveling, but the people, like say, they are so precious. And now I was kind of opening the Bible today and thinking what should I say, and I found one piece of paper here that reminded me. Something that happened like year and a half ago in Pori, and we just had a Bible study, and I was teaching about like God can use us. We don't need to have any special skills, or you know, we don't need to be special people in other way than we are available for God to use us. We kind of went through things like I'm not ashamed for the gospel. And like sometimes it happens, so God will kind of test the preacher on what he was teaching. And I remember going, like, in the city center, there's a market square. And, you know, all the traffic goes by the market square. And I was walking the market square. I think, okay, I'll take a cup of soda and go to bed. And I was walking other side of the market square, and I saw some man walking the other way, like 100 yards away. And suddenly he turned his way and started to walk like towards me. And I was like kind of a little bit faster going. And I went to the shop, got my soda, and this guy was waiting for me. And he was asking that, where do I know you from? I've seen you somewhere. Are you a bus driver? No. And I don't even live in this city anymore, so. He asked that, can you, like, a little bit tap me on the shoulder? I just need so much that. So we were on the market square, and I tapped him in the shoulder, and he was like very close to me. Don't stop. Go on. And I said, okay, I do that. Then he said that, can you pray? I said, yes, I'm a pastor. Okay, great. And then he kind of told me the things that he was afraid of. And he asked, can you tap me by the heart and pray for these things? So I was standing in the middle of a market square, the other one tapping him on the back, and the other one on his heart, and I was praying for him, and all the people that knew me, they were driving by, and, you know, I saw people watching what's going on. And I must say that it was like most strange-looking situation, but I was not ashamed. I didn't even think about it until later. But God was really teaching me something brand new that I had never heard or understood. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 says in verse 1 that, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. And verse 3 he is saying, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And verse 15 he is saying, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth. This person has a lot of challenges in his life, and he needed comfort, somebody to pray for him, to be a covering for him. And right at that moment, that was like the most important thing. I really didn't think how strange it must have been looking, but there was a person in need, and he needed to be touched by God. I've been in many countries. The fact is that people need God to touch them. It doesn't matter the nationality or religion or language or, you know. God sees the people and He's sending His word that is comforting. Like Jeremiah is saying that I know my thoughts towards you. They are the thoughts of peace, not destruction. I will give you future. I will give you hope. And this is our message, really. The fact that the devil hates our message, and that's because it is true. And his message is a lie. Yeah. Let's walk with the truth, like real truth. Let's pray for the city God has placed us. Let's pray for the people that are around us. We are all missionaries in the place where God has placed us. Yeah, Lord, we are so thankful we can walk with you, Lord, we are. So overwhelmed with your message. The living word. You are following your word. It will not come back empty. In your name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, good evening. Wonderful to be here. Really, there was a question asked today, how big is your God? And I'm so encouraged every time I hear that question because God is obviously very big. And the Bible describes him that way, that he's so big that he's invisible. He's too big for us to see. And it is so fascinating to think about it, that our God is so big, too big for us to see. And then he is saying, seek my face. And he's invisible. And then in the end of the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 4, it says that we shall see his face. Today we were driving between the services and with some friends, and I saw in so many places people were going to a church. They were all dressed up. They were going to churches in the city of Baltimore. And I said, just as a witness, as a testimony of my heart, that I have never seen a country like this before. No other country in this world. You see people go to church like that on Sundays. The parking lots are full. Okay, they might not be exactly the best possible churches, but the fact that they are moved by this invisible God, what a testimony. What a testimony you have. It's beautiful. It's really powerful. Thank you for yesterday. It was an amazing day. Really, the graduation of the Bible school was just amazing. So many dots got connected. I just want to share three testimonies that I heard yesterday, and I just want to kind of reflect on them. They touched my heart very much because they speak about the greatness of God and about that, how we are included in that greatness. When the Bible school students gave testimonies at the breakfast, I was there, and it just really broke me, because I saw something that I have seen before, but I saw it again, and it was so amazing. The first testimony was by a young man from Albania. I don't know him, Tom, right? But when he came up, just all came together. Because I remember when I went to Albania, I was studying in the Bible school in Lenox, and I said to Pastor Tapio, I must go to Albania. Let's go to New York City and find money. There's a lot of money in New York City. And Tapio was always ready to go, and we went to New York City, and I called all the airlines and told them that I'm trying to get an appointment and a ticket from them to travel to Albania. The only air company that gave me an appointment was the Al Italia, and their address was Broadway 666. And I got the appointment for Monday. So I said to Tapio, well, maybe we'll wait with that a little bit, and let's go to Pastor Moses' church in Brooklyn. And we did. And that Brooklyn church, you know how beautiful they are. Pastor Moses heard my desire to go to Albania, and he spoke to the church. He said, Pastor Matti is here from Lenox, and he wants to go to Albania. Let's raise that money for the ticket now. So they took the offering. They were dancing, you know, and they were putting money in. Then somebody went behind the curtains and they counted the money and they said, okay, let's do it again. And I got my ticket money. And I went to Albania as a Greater Grace missionary. And this boy who gave the testimony was not born yet. In that time, Albania was under a dictatorship, horrible dictatorship. Enver Hoxha, one of the most isolated countries in the world. And God sent us there. And I was 2 weeks there. And I was traveling and I met people. I had studied Albanian. I was able to share the gospel with my simple little Albanian. And I believed that we could have a church there. And how ridiculous it was to think that we could have a church in that country. It was out of question. It was impossible. And I remember praying there, and I remember speaking to people. There was this one young man, I met him 3 times secretly in a park, and I would share the gospel with him. And then when it was my last day, I really wanted to leave him with something, but I didn't have anything really, obviously. So then I found this one coin in my pocket, and it was a 25 cents coin, a quarter, American quarter. And says, in God we trust. And I gave that to him. I was kind of debating if I should give it to, because that was my budget, you know. So I... and I gave it to him. And I said, remember, we can trust in God. And I, when I left, I felt I'd never see him again. Like I left him in a prison. And then I prayed for him all the time. And then when I was in Budapest, pastoring the church, things started happening in Albania. And Albanians started moving out big boats from Albania to Italy. You remember those Exodus-looking boats and full of Albanians running from the country. And I got a call from Italy. And this guy was on one of those boats, and he came to Italy, and he called me. We saw something already then, and God honored that. God showed us something. And then when I heard his testimony yesterday, I said, thank you, Lord. We have a church in Albania. We have a Bible school graduate from Albania. It's unreal. It's real. In God's world. Then the next testimony that touched me was our Jesus from Romania. I don't know him either. That was my first country where I went as a missionary from Finland. I moved to Romania. And that country was under a dictatorship. Horrible dictatorship. Ceausescu's Romania was horrible. So many people were killed, and I was there as a Greater Grace missionary. because I believed and we believed that we could have a Greater Grace Church in Romania. And we prayed, and my friends in the Bible school in Finland prayed, and I was there, and it looked so impossible. It was like out of question. And then things changed, and today we have a Greater Grace Church in Romania. And a young man is giving a testimony. This is what the book of Romans speaks about in Romans 4, describing the faith of Abraham. And it says there in verse 17 that about God, that God is the one who calls those things that are not as if they were. This is why we are here tonight, right? This is the kind of believers that we want to be. The third testimony that touched me with the graduates yesterday was our little walker from Finland. Her parents went to the Bible school with me. We were in Lenox in the Bible school with her parents. And we were so full of faith. We came to America. We didn't even think that you would need money in America or food or toothpaste, or you just went to the Bible school and you just saw like the work of God, and it was so amazing. We had been with Pastor Schaller. I remember stealing toothpaste from my roommate, and all the American students had, of course, their normal monies and so on, but they didn't understand that we had none. Because we didn't think about it. And one night I just, my teeth were like so in bad shape. I felt I just have to brush my teeth. So I stole some toothpaste from him and I couldn't sleep the whole night. I was so spiritually minded. I was so guilty. And in the morning, like with a shaking heart, I told him, I confessed my sin. I said, I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? And her parents, they're top musicians from Finland. I mean, really top musicians. They come from very good families. God had touched their life. They came to Bible school, had no money. They were they were collecting these soda cans, you know, because if you collect the empty soda cans, you can sell them and get some money, right? So, because they were very cultural people, so he would ask his wife to stand there a little bit further and check that nobody's coming. And she was standing there, and he would be going to the trash and look for them. And I thought that it's amazing. I mean, these people, we came to the Bible school. I don't know if she would be here if they didn't come to the Bible school. Obviously not. I'm sure she would be a good girl and so on, and a believer and so on. But because of that faith of her parents, who saw something that wasn't there, but they saw something. And this is what we have learned in our ministry, that we learn to see beyond politics, beyond circumstances, beyond disappointments, beyond failures, yeah, beyond cultures, problems, hindrances. Last week I was in Saudi Arabia. I was in the city called Jeddah. It's about less than an hour from Mecca. And I said in my heart, we should have a Greater Grace Church here. There's no reason why we don't have a Greater Grace Church here. Because I haven't seen a place like that yet in this world where we could not have a church. There is no such a place. God is moving in our hearts, and it's so amazing, it's so powerful. Because when God moves, nobody can stop him. You remember how Elisha was like he was doing his surveillance, you know, he was like, you know, knowing always where the Syrians were and telling the king of Israel. And the Syrians were really frustrated and they couldn't catch him because he was a man of God. And he saw something that his servant couldn't see. The servant said, the Syrian armies are here. The horses and the riders on the horses are here. But he didn't know that there was another set of horses and another set of men on the horses. And there was these chariots of fire. Remember that? We want to be that kind of a church. We want to be that kind of believers. We were healed from our spiritual blindness, all of us. We were blind and now we can see. Now we have to keep our eyes open. I love the theme for this coming conference about wisdom in this time. It's just, without the supernatural work of God in our hearts, we don't understand at all what's going on in the world. And we don't understand what are the things that really matter. Because these are the things that God has put in our hearts. And I live in Muscat, Oman now. Somebody asked me a while ago in some kind of a gathering, and he said, so what brought you to Muscat? What is your story? And the right answer to that would be, I went to the right kind of a church. I went to a good church. That's why I'm in Muscat. And we invite these Omani people to our home, and we have to be very careful, and we love them, and they love us, and they're there, and they sing our songs, and we have to be very careful, and so on. But when we look at them, we see them as a Greater Christ Church. They're beautiful, because God is going to do that. We don't know how much time we have left. But this we know, that God calls those things that are not as if they were. And we are part of that. We want to be that kind of believers. Amen.
So let's pray. So Lord, just thank you for these words, these testimonies, Lord. And if there was anyone here who's never had that love and that personal touch from you, Lord, that you would meet them. Lord, if there's anyone here who doesn't know you in that way, who hasn't received you, Lord, into their hearts, Lord, all you have to do is invite Christ, invite Jesus to come and be with you, Lord, to be with you all, to be with you in your heart. So if you could do that tonight, if you've never done that before, if you could pray just a simple prayer of faith. Jesus, be with me. I believe in you. If you could raise your hand and bring you a packet, and rejoice with you, and you'd be a child of God forever. Anyone here tonight? Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Wow, that touched my heart, didn't it? Just be seated just for a second, because we're going to dismiss you. Touched my heart. That was amazing. How about the patting on the shoulder? I've gone to my wife and just said, just pat me on the shoulder. It's a tough morning. You know, wasn't that good? You can see it. I mean, you can see it. And then the stories are amazing. So I just asked Pastor Mati if we could do the rap tonight and just tell stories. And Hanalei is here too. Hanalei, Pastor Izmo's wife. Where's Hanalei? Where's she? Could you, she stand up? Oh, here she is. Okay. Okay, so often we don't have, and there's no reason we can't have, but we haven't had so many women do the raps. But could you do that? I mean, just we'll have you, like, we'll put a blanket over you or something, and you can speak from the... No, I mean, just to tell, like, just to help us with the stories. These are amazing people. I mean, Hanalei has lived in Baku as a missionary. She met Izmo there. He's a project manager for an engineering company drilling oil in Baku as an unbeliever, pagan. Yeah, and he gets saved. They get married, and it's a beautiful story. It's amazing. But that's not the story. There's many, like, amazing things and how God has used these people. Okay, so... Fadi is here. Is it Fadi? Would you like to stand just for a second? Because So Fadi is from in this church, and he's from Egypt, and a believer in Bible college student, and we just believe that God could give us a church in Egypt. Is that right? Yes. Yes, it's going to happen. By God's grace. And then the Iran. We're not just saying these things, but we want to believe and just see it happen. You know, the Lord. How many want to go to Iran? Yes, there's enough. There's enough. We can go. Let's go. I mean, and it can happen. And he mentioned, you know, wow, Saudi Arabia. And then the way they're doing it, I mean, this is just prayerfully and in love, because people are people. It's like it's just God working. God's working. God is doing things. So we just heard from you, you know, we just heard. That was awesome. Thank you.